coming to you today from Lanesboro, Minnesota, and the Pedal Pushers Cafe. That's true. It's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. The markets, well, they were mixed today. We'll cover all the numbers in just a bit. Meanwhile, the feds have accused Walmart of pregnancy discrimination. Now, we're not making that up. The housing market continues to soften, and that has an impact on home builders. The Apple XS was available for pickup today. What happened? We'll share. Speaking of phones, T-Mobile and Sprint are promising all kinds of things if they get approval for their merger. You need some cash? It's not a payday loan, but close. We'll have details. Also today, we'll visit with Jeff Pitts from Cityview Magazine, and if time permits, Scott or Angie, our hosts today in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family, AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? On Twitter, you can do that at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. Me, yeah, I've got a Twitter account as well. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Let's get into it, shall we? Today, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit accusing Walmart of requiring pregnant workers at a Wisconsin warehouse to go on unpaid leave and of denying their requests to take on easier duties. This is an amazing story. The EEOC said that Walmart's distribution center in Menominee, Wisconsin, had discriminated against pregnant employees since 2014. And in case you didn't know, federal law requires employers to accommodate workers' pregnancies in the same way as physical disabilities. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Wisconsin stems from a complaint filed by a Walmart employee. Her name is Alyssa Gillum. The EEOC said in the lawsuit that Gillum became pregnant in 2015, and Walmart denied her requests for restrictions on heavy lifting, additional breaks, and a chair to sit in while working. Walmart has refused to comment. Well, today, J.P. Morgan offered a cautious option regarding home building stock, and, yeah, you guessed it, shares fell. The firm lowered its ratings for five home builders today, including Pilt Group, MDC Holdings, to underweight, and moving Beezer Homes, Century Communities, and Meritage Homes to neutral from overweight. Shares in the companies fell by as much as 3% on the news. The analyst said that rising inventories of new homes and declining affordability will hurt home prices over the next year. This is a trend that's something to watch over the next few months as home prices start to fall, reversing a trend we've experienced for over 8 years. Well, Apple's new iPhone models, the snappily named iPhone XS, that's 10S, not XS, although the price could be, and its iPhone XS Max have hit stores around the world today. That officially knocks out the iPhone X out of Apple's lineup in the process. Sydney, Australia was one of the first cities to get a bite of the Apple, with stores in cities around the world opening their doors as the day went on. More than a decade since the launch of the original iPhone, the phenomena of Apple fans lining up continues to exist, even if the numbers have waned over the years. But those lines don't necessarily tell the whole story. You see, with online pre-orders, in-store pickups, and deals from carrier partners, there's less reason than ever to wait in line. Apple devotees lined up in Singapore, London, Sydney, and yes, even here in the United States. But they don't come cheap, these iPhones. The starting price for the 64-gigabyte iPhone XS is $999, while the Max starts at $1,099. The lower-priced iPhone XR, meanwhile, starts at $749. For that price, the smartphones get dual rear cameras, a front-facing camera with portrait mode, Apple's new A12 Bionic chip, which promises to launch apps 30% faster than last year's model, and faster Face ID unlocking and dual SIM card support. Lots of stuff going on, right? Well, talking about phones, if regulators approve the merger of AT&T and Sprint, the companies are promising an attack on the cable TV industry. Using the upcoming faster 5G wireless technology, a combined T-Mobile and Sprint could offer an alternative home internet service to cable by 2024 in 68% of the territory of Comcast, the largest cable provider, and 64% of the area serviced by Charter Communications. The number two cable player is Charter. According to T-Mobile Chief Operating Officer Mike Sievert, nationwide, the service would cover 52% of all zip codes and could have nearly 10 million subscribers by 2024. That's a big news story. The company said the combined company's 5G network would have an average speed nationwide by 2024 of 451 megabits per second. That's fast enough to download a high-definition movie in about 1 minute. But without the merger, T-Mobile's projected average speed would be cut by two-thirds. Well, U.S. Bank, one of the country's biggest banks, has again begun offering customers small, high-cost loans, saying the loans now have safeguards to help keep borrowers from getting in over their heads. The loans between $100 and $1,000 are meant to help customers deal with unexpected expenses like a car repair or a medical bill, but the fees equate to an annual interest rate of about, hold on, 70%. The loans were created to be an alternative to payday loans, the small, short-term, very high-cost loans with interest rates sometimes as high as 400% that typically must be repaid in full from the borrower's next paycheck. Payday loans are often taken out by people whose credit card scores are way too low for traditional loans or for credit cards. One word, ouch. Or maybe two words, ouch and don't. Well, Wall Street closed mixed today following yesterday's big day. The Dow gained over 86 points in change, while the S&P 500 was flat and the NASDAQ fell. The major averages came off their highs after White House advisor Kevin Hassett told Fox News the U.S. was very, very close to moving forward on a deal with Mexico, but not Canada. A rollover in some of the biggest tech names, including Micron, also knocked the averages from their highs of the day. Investors also braced for an S&P 500 sector reshuffling that will send Google parent Alphabet, Netflix, Facebook, and Twitter to the telecommunications services sector. That sector will also be renamed Communications Services starting on Monday. Disney and CBS will also be added to the revamped sector. Yesterday, the Dow reached its first record high since January. The same day, the S&P 500 posted its first all-time high dating back to late August. The two indexes are up 1.9% and 0.9% for the week, as investor fears of a full-blown trade war seem to be decreasing. Analysts are not expecting that large move when the new sector starts to trade on Monday, the communication sector, that is, but some media stocks could garner buying interest as some of the large FANG stocks join the space. McDonald's rose 2.3% today after the company hiked its quarterly dividend by 14.9% to $1.16 a share. Micron shares, that's what kind of dipped through the NASDAQ. Those shares dropped by 3.6% after the chipmaker said PC processor shortages are hurting demand for memory chips. And that, of course, is a key business for the company. At the bell, the Dow closed up those 86 points and change, 26,743. The S&P 500 was even at 2930, and the NASDAQ was down by nearly 0.5%, blame tech stocks, to 7988. Gold lost $8 today to trade at $1,198.60 an ounce. Oil, that gained 51 cents to close at 7083 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was up a bit at 3.06%. When we come back, we're going to do a hometown visit with the owners of Pedal Pusher Cafe. Their names are Scott and Angie Taylor, 14 years in business, as we broadcast from Lanesboro, Minnesota. Stay with us.